If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Time to listen to me whine.
This is the Annie Fry Show. Follow Annie on X at Annie Fry Show.
I am one of those melodramatic fools, neurotic to the bone, no doubt about it. Sometimes I give myself the creeps.
Wiggins!
Oh! Wiggins!
The Bee or Not the Bee.
A series of news stories as presented every Friday that are either fake or real. The Bee would be satire. The rest of them are real. I'm going to read the headlines. You got to tell me which is which. First one, Democrats say fire at Tesla facility likely caused by climate change.
Bee.
Let's go with the Bee.
Are you sure?
No.
You shouldn't be sure. But yes, it is the Bee. Shrouded in a thick black smoke of burning electric vehicles, Democrats issued remarks at a press conference to underscore the existential threat posed by climate change and the need to reduce carbon emissions. Quote, "The Trump and Musk administration has done nothing to tackle the climate crisis, and now we're seeing the consequences," said Minnesota Governor Tim Walz. "It is a sad day when climate change is so bad that it causes instantaneous combustion of a particular brand of vehicle. Curse you, Donald Trump, for bringing this upon us." Next one.
We haven't heard a lot about climate change. Obviously, the Democrats aren't in control, but they don't seem as panicked about it right now. You want to talk about a grift? Anyway, go ahead.
Yeah, they're worried their money is going to be drying up toward it. Number two, the next headline is, Trump agrees to give back Statue of Liberty in exchange for all the land in France we liberated in World War II.
I think that's possibly real. Oh, it's definitely a version of what is real. Yeah. So it sounds like something that the New York Times would write.
I think it's something that Trump could have tweeted, but I do think that this is a B article.
This is the B.
Oh, bummer.
Quote, "It's a fantastic deal," said Trump. "You can have your little statue back, and we'll just take whatever parts of France that we had to save for you. France can keep every square inch of land that you French didn't surrender to the Nazis." "It's very generous, really a tremendous deal." French politicians have responded to Trump's offer with outrage, saying that the terms would leave them without any land whatsoever. All right, that did sound more. I thought that one was obvious, and then after reading it, I'm like, actually,
no, he would. So
that could be something.
He would totally say that at the Resolute desk when he's doing his business, and the press is sitting in there.
It's so funny when you watch a press conference with him, because he'll just be going along talking about policy stuff, and he'll drop one of those lines, and you go, "Well, there's your headline for tomorrow."
While you're doing this, I'm going through on the live stream seat theaters showings of Snow White. The Edwardsville Disney Snow White 10 p.m. showing tonight has zero tickets sold.
Man.
Well, if you want a theater by yourself.
Yeah.
There you go.
Just bring your iPad and watch a movie.
Watch a different movie.
Watch the original.
Just to compare. All right. Next one. Period paintings make use of unusual material for art.
Oh. Wait. Oh. What? Real.
Real.
Yeah, this is real.
What do you mean by period paintings?
It says that there's a picture in the article. It says, Jasmine Alicia Carter paints exclusively in shades of red and brown, using blood from...
Gross!
I'll stop there. It says, but art can be a powerful means to confront and subvert stigma around menstruation.
You know what the stigma is around it right now? Is that only women can do it.
Yeah.
And I have another thing. Since you brought it up.
Yeah, I did.
You know what pisses me off the most about tampons in men's rooms?
No.
Up until recently, nobody was out fighting and demanding for tampons to be at the ready in women's restrooms.
Yeah, I guess not.
No, it's real. You can, as a female, you don't walk into any bathroom expecting there to be tampons at the ready. Now, they might have machines. Nobody stocks them, and nobody has quarters.
Just
there aren't tampons readily available in women's bathrooms. If you need a tampon today, you got to go to the men's room to get it. Boy, a menstruating woman, by God's
person.
Great design, nope.
Menstruating person.
Nope. Have to go to the boys' room if I need a tampon. That's messed up. Back to be or not the bee.
All right, be or not the bee. I'm going to go ahead and get past that article.
You started it,
I did. It's
That's
my fault.
That's on you.
That's a real article, though. They are making art out of that stuff. There's a lot of articles about that, too. Yeah. CIA files reveal JFK was killed by seed oils.
Yikes. No.
That's the bee. You are correct. When reached for comment... Whoop, there they go. When reached for comment... Secretary of Health and Human Services.
Sorry, they're right next to one another.
Robert F. Kennedy Jr. was simultaneously relieved to know the truth and resolute in his mission. Quote, I will not rest until these seed oils are held accountable for what they've done, he said. Ever since I was a boy, I suspected that seed oils were behind my uncle's death. It's time for the truth to come out and for justice to be served. You tell the seed oils I'm coming and hell's coming with me.
And hell's coming with me. It was associated with a basketball team, and the coach sent out the beginning of the Hell's Coming With Me, a little line thing from Tombstone, maybe?
I don't know.
Yeah,
what
yeah.
Is that?
Tombstone? Tombstone, yeah.
And my husband, I guess my son read that message that was sent in this group chat of this team, and my husband finished it and was like, and Hell's Coming With Me! And my son just like looked at him like, what is it?
You can't
okay?
say that.
Yeah. Dad. And then he was like, no, it's from Tombstone. And then the father-son had to come together to watch this YouTube moment on Tombstone. And my son was like, that's awesome. He goes, can I reply back in the group chat with the rest of the phrase? And my husband was like, no. No, you can't.
One more. Netanyahu gifts John Fetterman with a silver pager.
Who? Netanyahu?
Netanyahu yeah. gifts John Fetterman with a silver pager.
What's a silver pager? Real.
Yeah, this is real.
It is real. Yeah, Senator John Fetterman and his wife, Giselle, are in Israel meeting with Netanyahu this week, who gave him a silver beeper or pager commemorating Israel's attack on Lebanon. Fetterman responded when the story broke, I was like, oh yeah, love it, I love it.
Real.
it's real.
Next question, ask us anything in the 1 o'clock hour. Get on the Annie Fry YouTube channel. Should Canada become a state? Yes or no? Let us know.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available if at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.